Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get some extremely local news sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely happy travel is back. Secure your cruise today at RiverboatTwilight.com. Let's check in with Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. Seamus, this is really a sad story about the young musician who was killed by a driver while he was on his bike in Logan Square. What's the latest on this?
Yes. Good morning, Bob. Yes, definitely a sad story. Gentleman by the name of Kevin Clark was just 32. This happened in the 2600 block of Northwestern. To put that in the sort of in a context, that's by those Regal theaters that you can see a lot in the Kennedy Expressway. Kevin was a Lakeview resident. He rode his bike everywhere. Was pretty well known in the music circles around Chicago and his native Highwood, where he'd have jam sessions. And, you know, people would know him if they'd seen the movie, if they'd seen the movie School of Rock, the Jack Black movie in 2003, where Jack Black was sort of a pretended to be a substitute teacher and he taught a music class. And I don't want to spoil the ending, but he teaches all these kids and they all come together. And Kevin was the drummer in that. Just a terrible situation. His mother had said she had just seen him the day before and just really wanted to reiterate what a loving son he was, and was a big hugger and always wanted to make people around him part of a musical community. So our best to the Clark family. The driver was ticketed that hit him, but we don't know a whole lot more about exactly what happened. It was late Wednesday night. So our best to the Clark family.
And that intersection, Logan Boulevard, Western, and the Kennedy Expressway, has been identified by city officials and transportation advocates as one of the most dangerous intersections in the city. Recently, another cyclist was killed by a driver in that intersection. So we probably have to put some pressure on somebody to do something about that. And as you say, a lot of people will be remembering Kevin Clark, especially up on the North Shore, too. He grew up in Highland Park, went to Highland Park High School. Let's move on to the West Side and a Chicago landmark.
Yes, the city council yesterday was pretty busy on a lot of different things, and one of them, sort of a quiet one but worth noting, was that they had made the Pentecostal Church of Holiness in the North Lawndale neighborhood a city landmark. It really saves it from any potential demolition, but specifically to this church, it really opens them up to some potential financial incentives from the city, from the state, to do any restoration work there. This is at 1444 South Keeler Avenue. It's really a striking church, a Romanesque revival style, built almost 100 years ago. It had been Our Lady of Lourdes, congregation that had been in Lawndale for even before that, but they had an older wooden church until they built this this beautiful building in the 30s. It's been the Pentecostal Church of the Holiness since 2005, and it's really known in the neighborhood even since the 60s as really being a sort of a job center, where the pastor there, Bishop Michael Dempsey, had helped people, job seekers, find places to work and employment for years and years, and been recognized nationally for really helping the Lawndale neighborhood. So the current pastor, Sean Johnson, has been pushing for this, really wanted just to lock it down and, you know, make sure that the building itself is there for generations to come. So took a big step forward yesterday when they got the city council to make it an official city landmark.
And talking about restoration news, in Bronzeville, the city council gave those folks some good news yesterday, too, didn't they?
You know, there's the old building called the Forum. This is right next to the 43rd Street Green Line stop. This is this building is in really serious disrepair. It hasn't been really used since the 1970s or so, was days away from being demolished at one point. But a gentleman by the name of Bernard Lloyd, who does a lot of great work in the Brownsville neighborhood, he bought it. He's been pouring his own money into it to keep the roof up, and he's trying to raise money to reopen it as a community center. He wants to put some stores in there and restaurants, banquet hall. Yesterday got a big boost from the city. They've sort of signed off on his plans to renovate it. They did some, you know, behind the scenes zoning changes to make him eligible for some state grants to begin working on it. Before him, it's got quite a history. Muddy Waters has played there. It was a place in the 70s where there were a lot of movements there and organizational meetings, and it could be a hub for this neighborhood, and that's what Bernard Lloyd is really pushing for. He's putting a lot of effort into Brownsville older structures and creating businesses there. So the Forum's already there. It's got a great location. It just needs probably about $20 million, Bernard says, to completely renovate it. So took a big step yesterday, and we'll keep tabs on it because it's one of those buildings in the neighborhood that you wonder, boy, you know, if that thing could just get renovated, it could be so much, and they're really trying to do it.
Yes, we were talking about the Congress Theater yesterday on Milwaukee Avenue. There are a lot of great old structures around here that should be saved, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. You know, they're sort of the hubs of the neighborhood that really tie us all back together. You know, your grandpa went there, your dad saw the Grateful Dead there once, and you know,
exactly.
You can, you know, you can relate back to each other. So it's definitely worth saving a lot of these wonderful old structures in the city.
And read more about it, go to blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good day.
Okay, Bob, you too.